You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Thanks so much for listening in. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what goes on in your head. Are you encouraging or discouraging? I found this great quote. It's by Robert Kawasaki, and it's not what you say out of your mouth that determines your life. It's what you whisper to yourself that has the most power. And I think that that quote is spot on. We tell ourselves so many things, and I want to kind of get in your heads today or get you to think about what you're thinking about. I have to share, you know, I shared in a prior episode a little bit that I was in an abusive marriage for a while, and I've been out for years and life is good, but there are still, the truth is, stories and words and phrases that play in my head that I really have to combat. And that's the thing, you know, it's tough enough, you know, just under normal circumstances, we end up with, you know, am I good enough or what are they going to think of me or all those kinds of things. We just have those fears. But, you know, many of us have gone through times, maybe our parents weren't as encouraging as we would have liked, or we've had relationships or, you know, and we just go through life and we build up for some reason this, you know, reservoir of yuck, the stuff that we say. And so for years in that relationship, I was ironically told that I was a drama queen. So now I'm like the queen of drama free. And I was very often told that I was a failure and a sham. So that I was a failure at everything I did. And, you know, and over time, when the person who's supposed to love you tells you those things, it sinks in. And, you know, I've gone through tons and tons of stuff to get healthy, but there are still those moments where that, I must be honest, those words still play. It's like a recorder and it plays in my head. I will tell you, this was a few years ago, but I was asked to speak as a survivor at a luncheon for a domestic abuse shelter in my area. I'm actually on the board now, but this was before I was on the board, and they asked me to speak and share my story. And, you know, I immediately said, I don't want to, but I do feel like it's a good idea. And I speak all the time. I mean, I love, the more people, the better. I get excited. I feel like the Rocky theme music is playing in my head when I'm walking down a big aisle just filled with tons and tons of people. I love it. I'm just energized and it's great. But on that day, getting up in front of, it was around 400 people to share my story. The tape in my head was so loud that I was shaking in my boots and my heart was just pounding. And the tape that was playing was, "You're a sham." You know, and I really thought, you know, and you're making a big deal out of nothing. And there was this thought in my head of, what if I get up there and everyone who hears this thinks you're a sham? Like, what's the big deal? Now, that's not at all what happened that day. I actually ended up with a standing ovation and people saying that they were holding hands and crying at their table. And so it was kind of a validating moment. But the bigger message for me out of that was, the words in our heads aren't always reality. And if they're not serving you, what can you do to overcome? You know, debilitating is probably too big of a word, but, you know, the words in our heads can stop us in our tracks. It can stop us from being who we are made to be, to having tenacity when fear and uncertainty and, you know, or we're beating ourselves up and our self-esteem is lower than it should be, or we minimize our successes and all the things that we've achieved and the difference that we're making. We make ourselves small and we make our lives small. Smaller than it needs to be. So I have a few strategies that I've used and also that I've shared with clients who are struggling with the same thing. So the first thing is to really take time to think about and document the worries, the fears, the thoughts that really stop you in your tracks. And once you have them, begin to create positive phrases to think, say, or read to replace those negative thoughts. And you can call them affirmations if you want, but just those positive phrases. And I encourage you to put them on sticky notes if that'll help. So I've had clients put them on their bathroom mirrors or on their dashboard in their car, on computer monitors, or somewhere where you're going to see them ongoing. And I'll tell you, sometimes it's very difficult. I've had clients who feel like they are not smart. I want to have them put, you know, I am intelligent. I have great creative ideas. And I want them to let that sink in. And it'll take them months to even be able to write the words on a sticky note. So the whole like fake it till you make it thing to overcome the discouraging words that they have about themselves. It's too hard to make it that real. And it's not even that real just because you're writing it on a sticky. So, you know, if you feel like the positive phrases aren't truth, just fake it till you make it. So get them. I know it might take you a little bit of time, but get it out on paper, either typed or written, and put them around. So I'm not asking you to circumvent reality here, so, or go into denial. So this isn't about, you know, not listening to feedback from your trusted advisors or, you know, if you've been lying to people in your life or hiding some big dark secret. I'm not trying to help you do a better job of that, but I am trying to help you have a more balanced and realistic impression of yourself. So based on what's true, try to see yourself as others do. So that's another thing that you can do. So transform the self-talk to make it work for you rather than against. Think about it. If you had a friend who spent as much time as you spend saying negative things to yourself, how much time would you spend with that quote unquote friend? You probably wouldn't even call them a friend. So get some real friends and have them tell you how they see you. That's really helpful as well. Have them write it. You might, you know, send an email out to 10 people and say, you know, start with, heck, on Facebook, people do it all the time. Put one word that describes me. I mean, even start with something as simple as that. Or send an email out to 10 people and just say, you know what, I'm looking for some encouraging words for myself. You don't have to tell them everything, but you know, and just see what they come up with. And maybe some of those phrases you can use to replace the discouraging words with encouraging words. I also am going to encourage you, and you can find this on, I'll put a link on the show notes for this episode. And the show notes are at defeatthedrama.com. Look for the, then click on podcast site and find the episode 27. You may have seen this, but Dove did this really awesome video. So Dove Soap, of a sketch artist drawing descriptions without seeing the women. He had women come in and describe themselves, and he did a sketch. Then those women who didn't really realize what the study was, what they were participating in, also had a conversation with a stranger. And then the stranger described them to the same sketch artist. Then the women were invited back to see the two sketches right next to each other. And it's so telling to how we see ourselves is not at all how the world sees us. So I encourage you to go watch that video and see what you take from it. So watch the video, document the discouraging words, phrases, thoughts that you have running through your head. And this isn't a time to figure out why. I mean, we all have the whys. But so here you are with the words and the phrases and the things that you say to yourself. And then what do you need to replace those with? Find the opposite. You know, you can stick to reality, but find real truth. Who are you really? And if you're having difficulty with that, reach out to some trusted advisors, close friends, family members, and ask them, what do you see in me? How do you see me? So flip those discouraging words that run through your head with encouraging words so that you can defeat some of the drama that exists within you, remove some of the internal conflict that you have so that you can be who you're made to be and do what you are made to do. So thanks so much for listening. You know, if you haven't subscribe, share this podcast with others so that they can find the value too. And my hope is that you'll join me on this mission. I really do want to defeat drama, help us all feel aligned with our objectives, the things that we're trying to make happen in this world, get your team aligned, get our own thoughts aligned so that we can live great and joyful lives. So until next time, make it a great day.